Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today in the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart.
And I'm Rich LaRue, Vice President of Corporate Brokerages for the Western Region for HomeSmart, which is a major mouthful. I'm also the designated broker for the HomeSmart operation here in Arizona.
Yeah, so he's pretty humble about all that, but he is running the eighth largest brokerage in the United States. So you have a lot of wisdom between those 2 ears.
Right well, there. I'm a lucky guy. I've got a good staff.
Thank you for being here with us today. But I am so excited about today's topic. This is part three of a three-part series that we have for all of you. Three-part series on the tax and legal strategies realtors need to know about and they need to implement for themselves and for their clients. The tax and legal strategies realtors need to know about and need to implement for themselves and their clients. Our guest today, who also was with you on episode one, Mark Kohler, the number one tax lawyer for real estate agents and their customers and small business owners in America. And somewhere I saw the GOAT, small business owner tax law, the greatest of all time at small business tax law. Mark, thank you for joining us today.
What an honor. Thank you. I that means a lot. I appreciate it. So excited to be here. Great topic, everybody. I know it sounds boring, tax and legal, but we're going to rock it. It's going
to
be
good. Yeah, we're going to rock it.
This isn't boring to me at all. I'm really excited about this. And Mark, thanks for coming back. In episode one, we talked about how to not screw up your S-Corp, which is something that I'm sure that our audience is interested in because many of them have an LLC or an S-Corp. But also how to implement the trifecta for real estate agents, which is fascinating. So go back to episode one if you haven't listened yet and tear that one apart because there's great information in there.
Right. And then there's also the books that the team has, the Tax and Legal Playbook. And then I know on your website in a minute we're going to give you some URLs to go to, but the Ultimate Tax Strategy Guide here that the agents can all reference as well. But episode one was the Don't Screw Up Your S-Corp and Implement the Trifecta for Real Estate Agents. Episode two was about self-directed IRAs, unlocking the $35 trillion in IRAs and 401ks to invest in real estate. And we covered tactics for real estate agents. We covered tactics for their clients and the consumers.
Yeah.
And had some great action items. So if you missed that episode, please go back and watch. The real important takeaway on that one is, did you know that there is $35 trillion right now in IRAs and in 401ks that consumers could tap into and use, or realtors could tap into and use to invest in real estate? And that episode showed you how to, or talked with you about how to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Check out episode two. And here we are, episode three.
Episode three, hot tax strategies, estate planning, and key protection and privacy tactics. So in a sense, we're building off of the trifecta, the setup, the self-directed IRAs, everything. And now we're kind of like, what are the next, you know, what's the next level? The hot tax strategies, estate planning, and key protection and privacy tactics. So, Mark, where would you like to begin?
Well, thank you so much. It's a great summary. I recommend everybody start with this three-part series right at the beginning. They really do build upon each other. And today we'll start filling in a few more blanks for many of you. I think you're going to love it. Well, I like the order in which you made the title. Hot tax strategies, and then we can go into estate planning and then some privacy and asset protection. See where it goes. I want you guys to, of course, ask me questions that you think are pertinent to your followers in particular. I love the real estate industry, real estate professionals and realtors. So I think I know where so many of you are coming from and what your needs are. So we get tax strategies. How about that?
Yeah. So real quick, before you dig in, I know that when the listeners hear this, they are going to start to have some questions and they're going to want to go, where do I go to get resources? Where do I go to start? How can I follow along? How can I take notes? So for us, I think for me, the first thing both Rich and I, we ordered the Tax and Legal Playbook, second edition. Mm-hmm. Mark Kohler, CPA attorney, or on Amazon. That's where I ordered mine. Order it wherever you want, but that's a great place to start. Additionally, there's the Self-Directed IRA Handbook, which I also ordered from Amazon, and that's by Matt Sorensen, who works very closely with Mark. And a website, there's two websites for Mark.
I'm a little cheaper than you, Todd. I went to their website first. I went to kkoslawyers.com, which is where I found the 30 Strategies booklet, which I think is like 38 pages long. Lots of information here. And right. So for those of you who are watching this, we have a visual for you. For those of you just listening in, you will find that for free on the website, kkoslawyers.com, or you can go to markjkohler.com, and that's Mark with a K, and Kohler is K-O-H-L-E-R, just like a famous company out there.
Yeah.
Yep. And then in addition, you can go to www.directedira.com for additional resources on the self-directed IRAs, and also Matt Sorensen's book, MattSorensen, as well. And at the end, we'll quit interrupting you now, Mark. We'll let you take it away from here. But give us some action items at the very end, steps for real estate agents to take today. So I know you'll cover this again at the end.
No. Well, let me say about resources, everybody. We want to meet you where you're at. And so if you're a reader and you'd love to have the paper feel in the book and be able to tabs and take out a highlighter and just read it at your pace, get to Amazon.com and you'll find our books there under Matt Sorensen, Mark Kohler, the Tax and Legal Playbook. They're all there. People buying them bundles. They'll be suggested in your Amazon cart. If you like just good podcasts, get over to our podcast, the Main Street Business Podcast, the Directed IRA Podcast. We do two episodes a week. And if you're just a listener and that works for you, hate to read, grab the podcast. If you love YouTube, please get over there. I've got close to 20 million views on my YouTube channel. And that's all on these tax and legal strategies and bite-sized pieces, longer videos. And our podcast is also there on my YouTube channel. And you just type in Mark J. Kohler. You'll find us on YouTube. And then, of course, so much of this is free. Whether you download the ebook, 30 Ultimate Guide, or the books, podcast, or YouTube, we just want to meet you there. Well, once you start drinking this Kool-Aid, you're going to be like, holy crap, I've got to get a consultation. I need to get a plan tailored to me. And then that's when you call the law firm. Start there, get a consultation, get your checklist for the year. Then take it to your accountant. We've got a network of accountants that we train around the country. It's my Main Street Tax Pro certification. So we're going to help you build that team. But right now, get some base knowledge. Take notes. Today, you're going to get a lot of good information. And just start cataloging it. People, you're the captain of your own ship. You right. can't just be like, oh, someone's going to spoon feed this to me. You got to take a little effort. And when you do, I'll tell you, folks, it is oftentimes so much easier to save money than it is to make money. And your number one cost in life is taxes. And so if we can tackle that a little bit, it can really move the needle in your lives. And it can pay for every vacation, every year, and much, much more by just saving $5,000 to $10,000. Just say, if someone just wrote you a check for $5,000 or $10,000, you're like, use that to invest or use that for your family. We thought we'd just gone to heaven. Well, that's how you can do this with your tax planning. It is that easy to make some fundamental changes. Right. So,
right.
Number one,
I love that.
Woo! It's summertime. We should write off the family reunion, right?
It doesn't look like summertime where you are, Mark.
It
looks very green compared to where we are here in the desert.
Yeah, it does.
It looks lovely.
Well, let's dig in. Hot tax strategies, right. Estate planning, and key protection and privacy tactics.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding. We're going to write off the family reunion. That strategy, we're going to throw down. Okay, so here's your family reunion strategy. And people, so much with tax planning, it is changing your mindset, changing the way you approach this. You're not going to a family reunion. You're going to your corporate board meeting. That's what you're doing. People, every one of you with an LLC or a corporation should have a board of advisors, if you're an LLC, or a board of directors, if you're a small personal corporation, PC, Inc. I'll talk about the procedures here in a moment. Of how to implement the board, but it's super simple. The point is, even though you're not Microsoft or Apple or a huge Fortune 1000 company, you are entitled to, in fact, you are required to have a board of directors if you're a corporation. And I want you to have a board of advisors if you're an LLC. Now, who's going to be on this board? It's going to be your spouse. It's going to be your adult children. And I'm talking even teenagers. It's going to be your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your best friend. Whoever you hang out with becomes the people you want to meet with and share your plans with. What's going on in your business? How much money you're making? What are your plans for real estate investment? What are your sales strategies, your marketing strategies? Talk about it. Make it real. This is the legacy building of getting your family involved in your business. Well, to have a board meeting, that's your freaking family reunion. So now if you're having that meeting once, twice, three times a year, the more money you make, the more we need to meet, the more of these trips are our write-offs. I want to write off your travel, 100%, airfare, 100%, hotel, 100%, Airbnb, Uber, taxi, tips, all that, dining, 50% while you're traveling. So it is super easy to just have a 2 to 3 or 4 day trip as 100% write-off for your business, because you're going to meet. You're going to put everybody in a room. You're going to be organized. You're going to talk about your business plans for the next 6 months. You're going to work on your tactical strategy, your 6 month goals. And people, this is what's going to help you build your business and grow in business. And the entire trip is a freaking write-off. That's just one. So the board of directors, board of advisors write-off is real. It's alive and well, and you all need to be doing it.
Awesome. I love that from two standpoints. One, the aspect of just the savings, but then in two, I loved even how you really are going to work on your business. You're going to ask the people, you're going to stop, take a minute, work on your business, plan it out with the people closest to you who kind of can tell you the, maybe sometimes they'll tell you the things you don't want to hear that you do need to hear that you need to change in your business. So I love that advice.
Oh, well, cool. And you guys, yeah. Get on it. It's going to be good. Now, the way to do it is, I'm sure that someone's going to be asking that, is taking out something that you can implement yourself very easily, or you can have the law firm do it for you. We have a company maintenance program we've been doing for over 15 years. We have thousands of clients that employ it. It's $150 a year to just have us give you the list of what your, the agenda for your board meeting. We have a 25-point kind of questionnaire that gets the juices flowing, and you have your board meeting, you take notes, send it back to the office, we type up your minutes, you slide them into your corporate book, the end. People, if you just have a piece of paper that says, oh, I have an LLC, I just went to LegalZoom or I went online and I have my articles, that's not an LLC. People, good luck in court, good luck in an IRS audit. You need to have minutes that lay out your accountable plan to write off your home office, your vehicles, your truck, your auto. And I need that those minutes to show asset protection, that I'm maintaining my entity for a few $100 a year. And it's so easy. And some people are like, well, I don't want to have a corporation because I got to do minutes. Hell, minutes are a great thing. Now I can write off my trip. Now I can write off my meeting, my dining. And so the board meeting unlocks tax strategy, it unlocks asset protection. So you pull out a piece of paper, you say, here's who's at the meeting. Here's what we discussed. Here's what we decided. Boom, boom, boom. We all sign it. Someone might be on Zoom. Someone might not. By the way, you can't have a meeting on Zoom while you're in the in Cayman Islands and everybody else is in the United States. You got to have your people there if you're going to try to write off that trip. But make sure you're writing this down, and then the ladies will write it up and make it look pretty. They'll pay your fees to the state. Make sure that you're renewed with the state. A lot of people don't even keep current with the state. And later this fall, we've got the new Corporate Disclosure Act rolling out January 1st, 2024. It's going to take another step in the process to keep your entity in good standing with the federal government now with the new FinCEN regulations. We'll be upping our plan to help all of you keep your companies current. We'll probably be going to $200 a year because this is a form that will be filed with the feds every year to keep your company in good standing. So we'll be there for you. Get this taken care of. Do it yourself or employ the company. Of course, our link's there for the law firm below too.
Mark, what did you call that? This new regulation, FinCEN?
Well, it's the Corporate Disclosure Act that is going to be enforced through FinCEN. It's the federal National Security Act organization. I want to get down. I'm embarrassed here. But this is a new law federally passed because they're sick and tired of people trying to launder money, drug dealers moving money on Apple Pay or PayPal, and LLCs hiding, moving money offshore, onshore. And so the...
all right. Well, our audience is, we're just simple real estate agents and real estate brokers, not trying to do anything illegal.
Yeah, but they don't
money.
Know that.
We're just trying to protect the money that we have earned and worked so hard for.
Yeah.
So,
and you think that you're right. Everybody's required. Every realtor has to do this coming January 1st. Mm-hmm. And within the formation of your entity, you have 3 months to disclose to FinCEN. So this is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, a federal agency. You'll hear more about it, but I'm just throwing it out there that it's just, again, my realtors and I love you. My daughter's a realtor. She's a realtor at Sotheby's in Orange County. I love her. When she was 12 years old, I anointed her as our family realtor. I'm like, you're going to be a realtor. You are perfect for this. And she's out there killing it now, and I love her. But I know you realtors doing paperwork and bookkeeping and maintaining this crap, you hate it. You're good communicators. Let me talk to my engineers. They're terrible at communicating, but they're great at paperwork. We're all different. Just right. Own it and just delegate it and get it over with. And so when I talk about some of these regulations, whether they're state or federal, they're coming. They're already there. We got to be doing this. But you know what? It's a tax write-off. It's so easy, so powerful. Anyway, that's just, isn't this crazy? That's just one topic. I'm getting the interview just on that topic alone right now on podcast because it's just huge.
What else?
I don't know. What do you guys want to write off? Tell me something you want to write off. Like, what would you say, Mark? I wish I could write off X, your RV, your dinner tonight with your wife.
We all know that we can write off our home office and our cars and just about our clothing and whatever else we can throw in there. But okay, Mark, talk to me about how I write off an RV. I want to spend a month a year in Twin Falls, Idaho, in my RV. You know, of all crazy places.
Yeah.
Right? How do I do that?
That's part of your problem. Twin Falls.
I knew I'd get a reaction from you on that.
but I love Twin Falls. I mean, the fly fishing there is insane. So, you know, Twin Falls is a lot of fun. Okay. First of all, you threw out clothing. Let's make sure everybody remember. Any clothing article that's logo or required for your occupation, scrubs if you're a doctor, steel-toed if you're a contractor, any sort of clothing that you have to wear in your profession is going to be a write-off. I wish I could write off my suit. I can't write off my suit. Well, I'm an influencer, or I'm a lawyer, and I got to go to court in a suit. Doesn't matter. Unless it's logoed for your average clothing, if you can wear it to church, it's not going to be a write-off. So be careful, folks, on that. You can write off your dry cleaning while you're traveling. For my kids, they loved it when they turned 16 because they're like, I can buy clothes without your company logo on it. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna go knock yourself out, you know? But if I'm buying it, my company name's going to be on it. Yeah, that sucks. Well, buy your own clothes. I don't care, you know?
Buy their own clothes with the money that you have paid them and written off as wages to them.
Oh, yeah. We've got the kids, right? We got our summertime kid right up.
I'm keeping up with you.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, Dad, when I hand out Halloween candy, how come there's a rubber band attached to your business card? I'm sorry. I bought the Halloween candy. Did you want to pay for all the Halloween candy? So, you know, I'm telling kids, live the American dream as they walk off the porch. But, hey, I wrote off my candy, you know. Right. So I'm good with that. So, RVs, such a great write-off. RVs are, I love speaking at RV conferences, salt of the earth, love to go to an RV conference and barbecue and hang out. I used to own a Winnebago until my kids drove it down a street that they realized there might be trees hanging over the street and we are 14 feet tall.
Oh, no.
And then it turned into a convertible and I was like, ah, nice little, you know, insurance claim there. But the RV could be a huge write-off. So think of it this way. Your RV becomes a company vehicle. So if you have sticks and bricks, some people want to go down the, hey, I'm 100% on the road RV lifestyle. We can come back to that. But the far, far majority of RV owners have this thing sitting on the side of their house and they're pissed. They're like, what the hell? I bought this thing. I only use it 15 days a year. It's costing me a payment every month or it's collecting dust. Why can't I write off this RV? So start changing your mindset. Say, oh, this is not an RV. This is a business vehicle. This is a mobile business office. I'm going to put tools in it. I'm going to park it next to my rehab I'm doing. I'm going to next to my fix and flip. I'm going to use it to go check on my rental properties and do some repairs. So wherever your rental properties are, I'm sorry, didn't you say, Rich, you bought a, I thought you said you bought a rental property in Twin Falls and you were going to go work on it this year for a month. Okay, great. Now we're going to move the mobile workshop to Twin Falls for a month, and you're going to work on your new Airbnb outside of Twin Falls, take a massive tax write-off on it, create a cash flow rental, and write off the entire trip and your RV, which you only use when you're traveling for business. Now I've got a RV, 60 grand, 80 grand, 40 grand, 100 grand. I don't know. You go in class A, class B, class D, fifth wheel. I know the terms. I got it down. You got a toad on that thing? I love the toad. So if you want to take all those RV expenses and write them off 100%, don't drive it for personal. Wherever you're going to a conference, you're going to check on real estate, you're going to your board meeting. That RV is your mobile office, your mobile workshop. 100% write of it. And you can bonus depreciate it. You don't even have to do a cost seg. You buy a $60,000 RV, I'm writing off 60 grand. Huge. Put it in a rail boat.
You're writing off 60 grand, boom, in 1 year?
Yeah. Boom. Totally. Boom. Now, I want to make sure we've got your personal days compared to your business days. You say, because I'd love to get detail. I want your people to know. I'm not like, hey, call me for my next Vegas mastermind for 10 grand. I'll tell you the rules right here. So if we're going to, again, not our full-time RV on the road crowd, I got strategies for that because I can move your domicile to a tax-free state. We can go over there. But for all of you that have that RV on the side of the house, we got to go down a fork in the road. If you're going to just use it as a business vehicle, then you have to have a log. You're going to have a log in the little glove compartment of your RV, much like my clients with private planes. We're going to find out how many days are personal use compared to business use. So if you say, well, this year we used the RV 20 times for business and 20 times for personal, that means there was 40 days, 50-50 business use. Now, in order to depreciate the RV, I have to have business use over 50%. So I'd like to say, wasn't that 21 days business and 19 days personal? Oh yeah, and it's in the logbook. You show what you did for business when you drove that thing. Yep, we were in Twin Falls for 30 days. I was in personal use 10 days, 75% business, 25% personal. So you do your ratio. Then whatever the cost of the vehicle or the RV, you take your business use percentage, multiply it by the RV purchase, and that's your depreciable business use. And I can bonus that 80% this year and then use 179. So I could write off potentially the entire purchase price of that RV up to the business use percentage. Now, guys, you want to unlock? This is cool. I'm sorry, I just leaned on my desk here. One word, outdoorsy. Outdoorsy is the number one website app for renting RVs. Put your RV in a rental pool. Now it converts your RV to 100% business use because when you're not using it, it's available for rent. So now the only math I have to do is I got 365 days as the denominator and I put your personal use days as the numerator. So if you're like, well, Mark, I only used it 10 days personally, but it was available for rent 365 days. Oh my gosh, I just went down to a 3% personal use ratio. So I just wrote off 97% of the RV and I'm cash flowing. All I have to do is rent it for 5 days a freaking month and I'm cash flowing my RV. I'm paying for it on the side of my house. I got a write off of 97% of my RV, including the fuel repairs and maintenance. And I'm making money when I'm on the road, guys. Where's a pen? I got to drop a pen. Pen drop.
I think we have to drop the mic on that one.
I could keep doing this all day long. You want to write off a rock star? I wrote off this rock star today because I'm traveling for business. My dining is a write off when I'm traveling. When you're in Twin Falls, it's all going to be a write off.
I thought it was only 50%.
Right, write off limited to 50%. I know 2022, we were loving it, right, everybody? 100% dining write off, back to 50%. So I only could write off 50% of the rock star. So I'm only going to drink 50% of it because it makes me so mad. I'm only going to write off 50%.
Attention agents, if you want to automate your marketing, grow your business, and increase engagement with your sphere of influence and your database, start using Exact Contact today. Zacht Contact is the real estate industry's all-in-one real estate CRM that makes it easy to manage your contact information, keep in touch communications, active business, and online presence. Zacht Contact is a next generation real estate CRM that gives you all the tools you need to help you become the real estate professional that past clients remember and refer, and the one that prospects choose to work with, all in a single, easy to use solution. And with their mobile app, you can manage your business from anywhere on any device. Best of all, with Zacht Contact's unique marketing automation and their set it and forget it capabilities, Zacht Contact acts like your personal assistant. You'll save time, be better organized, keep in touch with past clients, nurture and convert leads into listings, and generate more referrals and repeat business than you ever thought possible. Plus, exclusive to HomeSmart agents, Zacht Contact includes custom Knock, HomeSwap, buy before you sell email templates and activity plans. Try Zacht Contact and experience a new level of success, confidence, and career satisfaction. And there is a timely special offer for HomeSmart agents. Go to ZachtContact.com and you can get started with 5 weeks free, and then just $34 a month after that. That's a 25% discount just for HomeSmart agents. Additionally, you can attend the biweekly training classes and webinars that are on your education calendar in your RealSmart Agent dashboard, or visit the Marketplace section in Workplace and visit the Knowledge Library inside of our HomeSmart Workplace. Don't delay. Visit ZachtContact.com today. That's Zacht Contact, IXACTCONTACT.com today. All right, so I know we could talk for hours on this entire topic, but Rich referenced earlier Ultimate Tax Strategy Guide. We're now talking about tax strategies. There's 30 topics right here in the Ultimate Tax Strategy Guide that you can download on your site. Do you have a couple favorites out of here to highlight, or is it the first couple? Like, do they go in order of importance? Like, this is what you should do first. This is what you should do second when you're going through the 30.
It's a great question. So when you open that up, you can look at it right there. Look at that first title page. I kind of create a chart. Yep. I say the first, I think it's the first, I don't have it in front of me, but I think the first five or six are every American can use these.
Yep.
And then I go down a track and I say, for everybody that has a side hustle or a small business, go down the left side and go, ooh, am I doing all these? Beep, 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 beep. Then on the right side, for all of you that have rental property, beep, 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 beep. Then we go down to the bottom and go, okay, now what's the next level strategies? Using my Roth IRA, I've got to get my estate plan going. I've got to be using asset protection. And so this guide is really quite comprehensive, because I want the brand new investor, the brand new realtor, it doesn't have to be that hard. So love it.
Follow that. That is a great description. I mean, you know, the every American, there's the first eight items. Then it's down the left column, the business ownership, there's a couple more. And then the right side is for those with rental property. And by the time you get down to that level four, it's your 26 items. So there's 25 items before it. So great little chart, great little strategy. Thanks. To follow. And
well,
it's a great place to start.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well, here's one of my favorites. It's summertime again, because I just did a YouTube live last week on my favorite summertime write-offs. Next ones, let's put those kids that are driving us crazy in the summer to work. I need a freaking write-off there. And Rich, you just hit that. Is that all of you that have a small business or rental property, all of you real estate professionals out there, I don't care if your kids are 6 years old or 26 years old, they are helping in the business in some form or fashion. We need to take a write-off for that. So in the guide, you're going to see a section on writing off family members. And I just kind of unlock the concept. You can read more about it or in the books, watch more on YouTube, check out podcasts. But we wanted to look at our kids under age 18 and our kids 18 and older. And what if our kids that are under age 18, we want to give them meaningful jobs in the business. Even my six-year-old daughter started out as the paper shredder administrator. She did get employee of the month at one point, and she got a parking stall out front for her bike, and we honored her at a dinner. And guys, all kidding aside, it's in, you know how parents, you keep those, you know, that box of memories, you know, when they first, you know, used pasta to make a picture at kindergarten, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. I have that award, Employee of the Month, Molly Kohler, and I kept it. I'm not kidding. We really did that. We had a dinner.
That's awesome.
And she was 6 years old. But guys, that's the emotional, spiritual part of this that's so exciting, is that, yeah, quit paying taxes and just giving your kids money. Put them on the payroll.
I love that. I'm going to just read a couple of them, starting at number 13, like auto, trucks, RVs, and more. Maximizing the dining write-off. Paying number 15, paying children and grandkids. 16, when and how to pay your spouse. 17, home office deduction. 18, equipment and bonus depreciation. 19, writing off cell phone and tech expenses. 20, expensing travel whenever possible, etc. They could keep on going. So this is an awesome roadmap, I guess, and it's too much to fit into one podcast. So just get engaged, start at the top, start with number one, and work with the, you know, with these guides and work with your team. So over on the real estate side, when you're talking rental, lease, estate, and investments, you have some other tax strategies, like about pass-through rental leases, cost segregation, then installment sales, 1031 exchange, and 1031 exchanges. And then, Rich, I know this next one.
Yeah, number 24 on your list. I'd like for you to elaborate on this one, opportunity zones. To defer and save taxes. And then I'm going to throw you another one at the same time, so you can just kind of move right into the next one. I'd really like to hear more about cash value life insurance, because all of us, and I think all of our listeners, have learned over the last 20 to 30 years to buy term and invest the difference. That marketing slogan caught on and resonated with an awful lot of people. But take those in whatever order you'd like.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, well, let's jump over to opportunity zones first. I'm pulling up a couple notes here as well, so I have those ready to roll. Opportunity zones is a good alternative to the 1031 exchange. So when you, any of you out there as a real estate professional are running into a seller that's like nervous to sell because they don't want capital gain, and they're like, I don't know if I want a 1031 into another property of some sort. Let's make sure we all give them the opportunity zone as an option. And so what the general rule is, and this is what Donald Trump passed back with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, it had multiple benefits. It was trying to help stimulate the economy, helping people still transact and sell property. But then if they take the money and invest it in an opportunity zone, you get special tax breaks. And there's a lot of syndications out there that are opportunity zone qualified. You can also set up your own LLC to invest in an opportunity zone. And so when you do an opportunity zone, the strategies are really, really cool. And you're really going into an area that needs help. And so the government has said, if you put your money there, we're going to allow you to put any amount. And that's the benefit compared to a 1031 exchange. You don't have to invest the same amount or more. You can just take whatever the capital gain is, deploy it into your own LLC into this zone or into a syndication in that zone, and you pay zero tax on the capital gain. And you get to delay it for about, right now we're hoping the Congress is going to extend this to approximately let's say about 3 to 4 years. I want to get you the exact number here. So you can delay paying the tax. You don't get out of the tax, you still got to pay it, but you delay it. But the other side benefit is, if you circle back and keep that opportunity zone investment for right now close to 10 years, then you never pay tax again on any gain. So if I can deploy the money, I can defer the tax for a few years and also get a lower tax rate. Then third, I can hold that property for 10 years and never pay tax again and just sell it literally tax-free down the road. So opportunity zone is a big conversation. It's a section in a lot of our trainings. And you want to dive into that, some of you that see an opportunity to help your client, it's a good one.
Sounds like a more advanced tax strategy as we get a little further down the road. I still feel like I have training wheels on a little bit with learning these strategies, but that's fascinating.
But real quick to summarize that, though, that's a strategy for real estate professionals as well as consumers, correct?
Oh, anybody can, yeah.
Anybody can. Okay, that's one clarification. The second is, if I'm hearing correctly, customer purchases a home for $200,000. It's worth $500,000 now. There's $300,000 in gains. If they purchase another home for $600,000, you know, that and roll all that in, you know, that's one strategy.
Yep,
but if they are not wanting to do that, they're wanting to just downsize and maybe even, okay, so I'm going to buy another $200,000 home. There's that $300,000 in gains that is sitting there. And that can be moved into an opportunity zone, correct, type strategy, and be used rather than have it in real estate.
Correct. And, well, you're still, you have to deploy the money into a real estate project in an opportunity zone.
A real estate opportunity zone.
Yeah.
So you could buy single family homes in Detroit.
If it's in the zone, and you have to improve the property. So what the government said is, of these 2,500 locations, they invest in the zone with real estate, and they have to improve it. Now these syndications have got it dialed in, and so you can just go to an opportunity zone fund and defer all the tax and stay in the fund 10 years, boom. But the beauty is in that your example of the $200,000 purchase, $500,000 sale, $300,000 gain, that we all know the 1031, I got to go out and buy something for 500 grand or more. With the zone, like you said, you can take that gain of 300 and dice it up. You can say, oh, I'll keep 100 grand and pay tax on it, or I'll take 200 and go deploy it in a zone. So you can choose the gain you want to defer, and you don't have to go out and rebuy and get your hands dirty in a 1031 as an owner operator type project. Some people do. That's great. This is just another alternative to that.
Perfect.
Fascinating alternative.
Great.
Yep. And then you said, oh, life
cash
insurance.
Cash value life insurance. That's a hot potato for a lot of people, but I'd really love to hear you expand on this point.
Okay. Well, it is a hot potato for a lot of people, not me. I love to freaking run into the fire. I'll do it. So here's the deal. And you life insurance agents out there or have good friends that are or bought life insurance or been sold this and you want to believe in what you've done, let me tell you the good part and the bad part. If you're going to do VUL, variable universal life, whole life, index universal life, all there's so many variables. I get it. Age is going to play into it. Your health is going to play into it. What is your goal? Do you want safety? Do you want more risk? Are you just doing the bare minimum so you don't mech it out? I know all the terms. I know what you're trying to do. Let me just say, it works. It is technically sound. You can put money into life insurance. It can grow tax deferred inside that, and you can borrow against it tax free. And when you die, it gets paid off. It works. It makes sense. Here's the but. If you don't keep up on the premiums, and I know you can do single premium policies, I get it. But then you got to let it marinate. If you don't keep up on those premium payments and or let it marinate, if you do a single premium deal, and when I say marinate, you're not going to touch that policy for 10 years. This isn't put money in life insurance and 2 years from now I can borrow against it. Hell no. This is a long-term play. And if you don't follow the rules of the long-term process, you're going to lose it all. And this is where I've interviewed myself, life insurance agents that have got out of the industry, because there's a lot of life insurance companies that sell this to everybody. And what happens 10 years later? The policy's gone, and the insurance agent's the only one that won. And 90% of these policies fail. I am still yet in my career. I am literally still yet 22 years into my career to find someone that funded a whole life policy, has millions sitting in it, and is borrowing against it tax-free and enjoying the plan that was set out for them 10 years ago. I'm still yet to meet that person. I know that sounds weird. Now, do I still encourage the plan? I do. And I send my clients off into the sunset. Stay on the yellow brick road. Do it. Go for your 10 years. I love it. But no one circled back and go, Mark, damn it, it's working.
Okay, but what I hear you saying is this is not a strategy that someone who is in their 50s or 60s want to jump on.
Oh, this is the best. Yes. I love it with 50-year-olds because they've got the financial wherewithal to keep the plan. So when they're 10 years later in their 60s, it's working. Because you try to sell this to a 20 or 30-year-old, they don't get it. They're like, you mean I can't touch this right away? They see it as a, you know, some sort of, it may happen, and they give up, and they don't keep it going. The 50-year-olds, they're scared to death. They're going to do it. You know, they're going
to
make sure they follow
through. Scared
of
death.
Yeah. So you're right, Rich, too. If you could do it when you're younger and you have the self-discipline to do it, holy shiz, this thing would be great. But it's getting them to stay on task. And so it's just, it works. I get it. It technically works. And that's in my 30. But if you don't have the self-discipline to follow it, it falls apart.
HomeSmart agents, protect your clients with industry-leading coverage from Cinch Home Services. For more than 40 years, Cinch Home Services has been working for millions of homeowners and tens of thousands of real estate professionals to make the process of buying, owning, and selling real estate safer, more enjoyable, and more efficient. Homes have many moving parts and pieces from which time to time may break, stop working, or just go bad. The Cinch Home Services comprehensive and trusted home warranty is designed to provide protection against the high expense to repair or replace major systems and appliances that break down due to normal wear and tear. No one can predict when mechanical systems or appliances will fail, but homeowners can be better prepared when they do. Sellers can make their property more attractive to buyers with a warranty from Cinch, enabling the house to sell faster and for a higher price. The warranty gives buyers peace of mind and helps protect their budget. Cinch Home Services provides many benefits for sellers. First, they make the listing home a preferred home. 8 out of 10 buyers prefer to buy a home covered by a home protection plan, according to Gallup. Secondly, they attract more first-time home buyers. They provide peace of mind for buyers who might be intimidated by the high cost of repairing or replacing systems or appliances. It also enables home sellers to leverage the Cinch Home Services Home Protection Plan by making their home stand out from other listings. It helps sellers avoid closing delays. A Cinch Home Services Home Protection Plan can minimize the chance that an equipment or system failure could delay closing. And home sellers can get coverage during their listing. They can also alleviate post-sale worries. If a breakdown happens after closing, the buyer will turn to the Cinch Home Services Home Protection Plan. And lastly, it'll help home sellers relax with their industry-leading workmanship guarantee. Covered repairs are guaranteed for 180 days. Let's talk about the ways that Cinch Home Services can benefit buyers. They can provide security for your buyer's budget. Rather than paying hundreds or thousands of dollars to repair or replace an appliance or home system, buyers save money by paying a standard deductible per service call, per trade on covered components. Additionally, they provide comprehensive protection. They repair or replace covered systems and appliances, no matter the age, make, or model. Plus, there are not any home square footage restrictions and no inspection required. Another way they benefit home buyers is through their national network of pre-screened service partners. Each partner in the Cinch Home Services network of thousands of qualified service professionals has been pre-screened to meet their high service standards. Additionally, Cinch Home Services has a convenient and easy claims process. Cinch Home Services is available 24/7. All homeowners need to do to place a claim is call their toll-free number or submit a claim online. Homeowners can call Cinch Home Services for as many appliance and system repairs as needed. Another benefit is the appliance buyline service through Cinch Home Services. Even if items in the home are running great, homeowners may decide to remodel or upgrade. They can take advantage of Cinch Home Service's national buying power and get discounts off of brand name appliances. Additionally, the industry-leading workmanship guarantee means that covered repairs are guaranteed for 180 days. Lastly, there's an easy warranty renewal for home buyers. Homeowners can enjoy the protection of a Cinch Home Services home protection plan for as long as they own their home. So enroll today in Cinch Home Services Agent Resource Program and gain access to their Agent Resource Center just for real estate agents. Call 1-800-247-3630 to be connected to the Agent Resource and Property Enrollment Hotline. You can also enroll your client's properties by calling 1-800-247-3630. Additionally, there's information in the Real Smart Agent dashboard inside the Agent Marketplace section. There are also classes on your Real Smart Agent education calendar. And thirdly, agents can find information on Cinch Home Services inside of HomeSmart's Workplace Knowledge Library. If you would like to visit Cinch Home Services website, please go to www.cinchhomeservices.com. Once again, call 1-800-247-3630 to be connected to the Agent Resource and Property Enrollment Hotline. So protect your clients with industry-leading coverage from Cinch Home Services. Okay, so we're talking real estate, we're talking tax strategies. If real estate professionals often have rental properties, they have real estate that they invest in. So there are some strategies for them on tax savings, but let's talk estate planning or wealth or transferring that. Let's talk two things. Estate planning, how do you transfer wealth in real estate to your children?
You bet. And we'll wrap it up with this. It's simple. It's the revocable living trust. The revocable living trust is the way to do it. We're not talking about estate taxes, federal or state. We're just saying, how do you do it? You do it with the form of a revocable living trust. It's a great privacy strategy. It's going to include your will, your powers of attorney, pull the plug if I'm a vegetable, healthcare directives, funeral and burial, who's going to raise my kids, who's going to raise my dog or my cat so they don't end up at the pound on, juiced up. I mean, you're going to have all of that in your estate plan, and everybody should have one, young or old, single or married, kids or no kids. The estate plan is fundamental to avoiding probate and people trying to get into your estate. That's how we pass on all this wealth. Your trust should own your LLCs that own rentals. Your trust should own your home. Estate planning, huge topic, love it. And when you're on my podcast or in my book, you'll see a lot of content on that. And everybody, it's something you've got to put on your checklist to take care of right away.
Okay.
Great. All right, on the checklist.
All Woo! Right. So what else have we missed? We've had a three-part series here. We've talked tax strategies. We've started to talk estate planning.
If there's one thing, Mark, that you want our listeners to get that we haven't talked about before, what would that be?
Okay, well, let's wrap it up with this. It is, people, you are the captain of your ship. No one's going to care about your estate plan, your taxes, your asset protection, or privacy more than you. And you cannot leave it to just some advisor thinking they're going to think about you in the middle of the night or around the water cooler. They don't. Us professionals are busy. You pay us for some time. We give you advice. We give you a punch list. Go do it. Keep educated. You've got to be involved in this. Now, I'm not saying you have to prepare your own tax return. You don't do your own legal docs. You stay away from TurboTax and LegalZoom because you want real strategy. The DIYers that have a corporate job and a W-2 and simple life, fine, knock yourself out at LegalZoom and TurboTax. But for those of you that are building wealth and have rental property and a small business, that ain't going to cut it. You know how hard it is to find a good CPA. You know how hard it is to find a lawyer that speaks English. You've got to study up on this and know the basics. So please consume my podcast, my YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, follow me on Instagram. I'm kicking out daily tips. Follow me on Facebook. I want to be your resource, everyone, so that you can make sense of this and just know what questions to ask with your professionals. So please captain your ship, get involved, and it's going to change your life.
Great advice. Great information. Mark Kohler, we thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and get the book, The Tax and Legal Playbook. You'll find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble if you venture into a store. At the very least, go to markjkohler.com. Excuse me. You want to go there too.
Yeah, but both are great.
You want to go to kkoslawyers.com and download the 30-point tax strategy checklist. It's free and is a wealth of information.
Well, thank you so much.
And once we've absorbed all of that, all the things that Rich just said, is what is the first action item though there at that website, the law firm? Is it a meeting with an advisor? Is that what I heard you say earlier? Is that where it starts? I've educated myself, I've started.
And for many of you out there, I'm not saying go listen to 50 of my podcasts before you call the law firm. Some of you need to call the law firm yesterday. But your first step is to get a comprehensive consultation. That'll include the setup of an entity. It'll include the setup of an estate plan or reviewing your prior year's tax returns. We have three different paths on a comprehensive consult. They're going to build your trifecta. They're going to create a punch list of things you need to do. We'll create a budget. And for under a couple grand, you're going to get an incredible meeting. And if we don't save you 10 times what you paid us, we failed. I can't remember the last time I had a client call up and want a refund with working with one of my lawyers. It is an incredible experience to get a plan. Doesn't mean you have to fire your other lawyers. Doesn't mean you have to fire your accountant. Get a freaking plan. And then you may go, oh my gosh, I do need to upgrade my people. But just come in and get that. That's step one. Get a comprehensive consultation.
Great. All right. Well, Mark, thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. Rich, thank you for all of your input and for joining us here today as well.
Another fun time. Thank you, Todd. Yeah. Mark, thank you very much.
Thanks great so much for having me. We'll see you guys around.
Thank you all. Absolutely. See you back on future episodes of The Real Estate. Talk to you soon.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.